The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Ches in Parshas Achrimos, where it tells us Daber al Bnei Yisrael Amarta Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So in the beginning it tells us Tell Bnei Yisrael I am Hashem your God. Kamais Eretzim Sam Asher Yishavtem Ba Lo Tazu Kamais Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Mevi Etzcham Shama Lo Tazu B'Chukoseim Lo Telechu, which we already discussed once before. Don't practice the ways of Mitzrayim that I'm taking you out of, or the ways of Canaan that I'm going to bring you into. And then it says, Es mishvatai ta'asu v'eschukosai tishmur lechaz v'hem ani Hashem elokeichem. You shall do my mishpatim, and you shall guard my chukim to walk in them. I am Hashem, your God. So what's the difference between a mishpat and a chok? So Rashi tells us the distinction over here. Es mishvatai ta'asu, these are things that are said in the Torah, b'mishvat. What does it mean, b'mishvat? She'ilu lo namru hayu kedai la'omron. Had I not said it, it would have been good enough for me to say, which means you would have figured out on your own how you treat other people, stealing, other things like that. There are certain laws that you would have figured out that the average person will figure out anyway. That's a mishpat. That one's tasu. Just do it. How about a chok? A chok, you have to be tishmeru. Why do you have to be tishmeru? Because it's not so obvious that a person's going to understand what this means. What about a chok? Dvarim shehem gzeras hamelech. These are decrees from the king. Sheyetzahar meishiv aleihem. So Rashi is going to tell us two things. The Yetzirah will respond to you. Lama lana l'shomon. Why do we have to do this? Umos ha'olam eshiven aleihem. And the other nations are going to respond to you. Kagon, achilas chazir, like eating pork. Ulevisha shatnez, wearing mixed clothing of wool and linen. Utaharis mechatas, the sprinkling of the water of the paraduma. L'kach ne'mar, ani Hashem gzartani aleichem. Therefore it says, I am Hashem, I decreed it upon you, i'atem v'sharem lipater, you cannot absolve yourself from this. So why does Rashi over here tell us, when it comes to a chok, that there's a yetzahara that tells you, why are you doing this? And then there are other nations that are mashivin aleichem, they respond to you. So Rashi is hinting to us over here, that these examples, chazir, shatniz, yimei chatas, these are things that you're not going to understand. But nonetheless, what's going to happen is that first your Yetzirah is going to tell you, what's the problem with it? Seriously, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no logical reason why you can come up with a reason why it's wrong. And then what's going to happen is the other nations are going to come to you and say, you know, I found some research, I did this, it's really because of this. It should be allowed. There are two functions here as to how a person is going to violate sin. The first stage is Yetzirah. If you had no desire to eat pork, and some other person, other non-Jew came over and says, you know, you should really eat pork because it's really this. You're like, I don't care. I don't want to eat pork. What's the difference? But once your Yetzirah tells you, big deal, it's not so bad, then someone gives you some logical reason for it, some external source, then you go, okay, maybe I can listen to that. So there's two functions into why a person is going to violate. His first function is himself. He opens the door himself. And then other people outside are going to push this in. Therefore, it says, "Lalechet b'hem al tipatim itochem shalot tomar lamati chachmei." So don't say, "I learned the wisdom of the Jews. Now let me go learn the wisdom of the other nations." Person has to realize when they have a logical argument for something to allow something that's prohibited, it's because the Yetzirah wants it first, and then they come up with all the reasons why it's actually okay. This is the function of how it happens. Stage A. Then happens stage B. We should be protected to fight against the Yetzirah, and you won't have to worry about the Umos HaOlam.